The Record Spinning. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds. Erica C. Barnett is news editor at Publicola. Yesterday, she spoke with our colleague David Hyde about Seattle politics and some of the challenges that face Mayor-elect Ed Murray and the city council as they head into 2014.
They started with the politics around the plight of Bertha. That's the 7,000-pound, 326-long deep-bore tunneling machine that's been having a really rough December.
I'm David Hyde. I'm in downtown Seattle at the waterfront at Pier 48, where Bertha is stuck some 60 feet below, unable to move. That's the drill that's trying to drill the deep-bore tunnel. And I'm with Erica Barnett, who's joined me to talk about this. Erica, what are we looking at?
We're looking at a big piece of machinery that is rumbling away and digging down. It's going to take about 2 weeks or so, from what I understand, for them to figure out the source of the obstruction that's keeping Bertha locked up.
What's it going to mean for their progress on the deep bore tunnel?
What they're saying is that they can't say right now that it may mean no delay at all. It may mean no cost overruns at all. You know, as an observer, I find that a little bit hard to believe because this is not the first delay. But we'll see. Right now they're not saying.
So what does this mean? Mike McGinn is going to have the last laugh?
Eventually, Mike McGinn might have the last laugh. I will point out that he's no longer mayor, however, so I don't know how valuable that last laugh will be to him, but he could end up being right.
Mayor-elect Ed Murray is going to take office next month. He's already been pretty busy. What's he been up to?
He has hired most of his top staff, his top executive staff, and quite a few department heads. And he announced about 20 new hires last week. And it's an interesting group. They're very much a lot of City Hall veterans, a couple of folks from the City Council, including the director of the City Council Central Staff, Ben Noble, as budget director, which is a big hire. And I think it's symbolic of the fact that with district elections coming in, Ed Murray is going to have a lot more power. And it's just hiring two people from City Council, I think, symbolizes that.
How so?
Well, I think that he's going to have a better relationship with the second floor with the City Hall. But I also think that, you know, hiring a couple of veterans who know how the second floor works is really going to help him in dealing with a weakened City Council once district elections go into effect in 2015.
So how is that different from, let's go back a mayor to when Mayor Nichols was in office, the power of the executive branch?
The power of the executive branch is going to inherently go up because you're going to have seven districted council members who are only in charge of one small part of the city and only accountable to one small part of the city. And so I think that automatically gives Ed Murray more power. And I also think that just his personality and the fact that, you know, most of the city council actually endorsed him is a good sign for him in a way that, you know, Nichols didn't get along with the council. McGinn really didn't get along with the council. I think Murray starts off with a long honeymoon period.
What's that going to mean when it comes to policy?
Well, I think that you're going to see a lot more legislation coming down from the executive and actually making it through the council. The council was very, you know, some would say obstructionist with McGinn. They blocked a lot of his legislation. They put budget provisos on a lot of his legislation. I think you're going to see less of that, at least in the initial stages. I mean, it's always impossible to predict how well a council and mayor will get along. And, you know, the honeymoon won't last forever. But I think that he's got a promising start from his point of view.
Who's going to be held accountable when or if this project that we're standing next to, the deep bore tunnel, continues to get delayed?
Well, I'll tell you Ed Murray's response to that, and then I'll tell you what I think. Ed Murray says that the state isn't going to be accountable because it's a state project, which is obviously a very different position from what Mike McGinn said, which is that we're on the hook for cost overruns at the city level. I think it's really hard to say who is ultimately going to be on the hook, but I don't think the state wants to. And I think that, you know, if I was Ed Murray, I would be taking a little more seriously the concerns about the city being on the hook.
Speaking of the tunnel, there's going to be a lot of folks probably wanting to speak to the council about this moving forward, and yet there's been a change in public comment rules. What changes are we seeing, and why are they happening?
The changes in the public comment rules came after a couple of activists with this group called Stand Up America decided that it would be their mission in life to show up and basically curse out the council every week and speak off point. So they, I think, felt that they needed to change the rules to preclude outbursts, what they call outbursts from the audience, and to make it easier for the city council to eject people from meetings for being unnecessarily rude. One interesting thing, last week, Alex Zimmerman, one of the activists, tried to, I think, get himself kicked off the podium by swearing and calling them Nazis and this and that, and, you know, just ranting and raving. And, you know, they said, Sally Clark, the city council president, said, we can't do anything about that. That's free speech.
So what's going to happen?
So I think what's going to happen is they're going to continue to test the limits as much as they can. And, you know, the changes aren't really terribly profound, but they do give the council a new tool to say, look, this isn't acceptable. You need to go and cool your heels for a couple of weeks, and then you can come back and talk again.
That is Erica C. Barnett. The C stands for crank. She's news editor and reporter at Publicola. She spoke to our esteemed colleague, David Hyde. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.